This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Get down to the Avenue Tap House in Lakewood, Ohio to catch Jess Falstick! Host a lineup of regional and national comedians guaranteed to make you giggle! No charge to get in for that seat, but you'll only need the edge!
That's Jess Falstick!
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, the holidays are upon us. Well, not holidays, holiday. And boy, there are some opinions about it. Joining us this week is a comedian, a host of the storytelling podcast. God damn it, I was on it. Sorry, please continue.
There it is.
And
no, sorry, please continue. What's it called?
That's what it's called.
Okay, all right.
And comedy festival entrepreneur, Chris Wernowski.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, honored to be here.
We wanted to get you on the show for a while now, but like when I posted that thing about, does anybody hate Halloween? You had the best argument, because I don't know if you remember. Like, a bunch of people were like, who hates Halloween, blah, blah. I'm like, none of you are helping me right now.
Right. And I think I did not publicly state that because, like, I was worried that, like, I was going to get shamed for hating Halloween. And I really, like, I have to qualify it. I really like this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this time of year. And frankly, like, I think the origin of Halloween is a lot cooler than what it became.
It's like the pagan celebration of, like, death isn't it?
It was like a Celtic... It was like an old Irish – it was like a Celtic holiday where they believed that the world of the living and the world of the dead, this was the closest that those two worlds ever overlapped. And what people did was they dressed up like ghosts to ward them off because they thought the spirits would come and kill their crops. Not a holiday for children, you know? Not like – I mean, it was like they were legitimately scared of ghosts. They were dressing up to scare these ghosts away so their crops wouldn't get ruined. That's pretty awesome. We don't do shit like that anymore. Now it's what it is now.
Give me candy or a razor blade or something.
Right.
Yeah. So now that we've established what Halloween is, why do you hate it now?
I hate it. Like, it's so it morphed into kids trick-or-treating and
which you said you had no problem with, right?
No, that's the thing, so we Americanized it through the church and whatever, you know, and then it became this thing where you dress up in school. And if that's what it's going to be, I'm fine with that. If it's children just dressing up and going door to door, that's fine. You know, teenagers, egg in your house, that's fine. What I don't like is I don't like how it sort of crept way too far into adult life. I think you know, having to – like, I work in, like, a professional setting every day and watching people dress up in costumes. Like, for an entire week, like,
people
leading –
people come to work in costumes where
you
work?
Yeah, and okay. It's so strange. And it's like, we do this thing where they bring kids through and we give the kids candy and
stuff,
which is great. It's cute. It's like, oh, okay, that's great. That's what I like about it. But then, like, you got grown-ups and I'm like, dressed up like you don't need to be a cat at work. Like, you could be a cat at home. Like let people know you're sad on your own time. Don't bring your fucking like sad adultness into my workspace.
I don't know if I necessarily see a problem with like adult Halloween parties. Like, I'm going to one next weekend. My buddy Yoshi is hosting it. Mm-hmm. Do you know Yoshi?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, Yoshi's hosting the party, and it was last year. It was a lot of fun. He does like a costume judging contest and everything. But it's all adults drinking spooky punch with fucking dry ice in it. Whatever, that's fine. But like, yeah, the workplace shit. And I think a lot of like what I liked about your argument when I first posted that thing was about how like adults take it too far. And I think that is based a lot in fucking college. Like I think college takes Halloween, not colleges themselves, but the people in college are holding on to their youth way too much.
Your anti-intellectual, anti-liberal bias is now showing. oh, college ruins everything. Well, the high-minded idea. No, I'm just, it's, no, I get it. It's.
Cause I'm white, right?
No, that is exactly what, no.
You're not white. You're some sort of Polack. I don't know what.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, I don't know. Like, I think it's that thing that we sort of do in this country, which is like we, you know, it's overboard.
Bastardize,
you know,
everything.
It's just like an overboard thing where it's just like vomit covered idiots.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like really lame ass pop culture costumes. It's like the one time somebody who enjoys like dollar margaritas at Applebee's gets to pretend like they're clever. And it's like, oh, you're going to be Donald Trump. Fuck, great for you. Like it's.
I have the best costume.
Yeah, it's but it's like you like the thing is like the sort of disparity between the shitty, uncreative costumes that people and then every party has like one person who's just like. How did you – like what did you do the rest of the – like how did you like, spend your whole year putting this fucking costume together? Like I have
you
friends –
like the people that go overboard?
Yeah, people who are just like it's awesome but then it's just like what else do you do? Yeah. Like how do you have any free time to work and sleep and have a family?
I haven't dressed up in years. It's been quite a while. The last time I remember dressing up was probably 5, maybe 6 years ago. I went out as fat, coked-out Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio, which everybody thought was really funny, but all it took was a button-down shirt and a red and black tie mm-hmm. and some sunglasses to look like an asshole. And I carried around a bag of flour. That was it. It's not even that good of a fucking – but, like, I'm going as Bam Bam Bigelow this year.
You could pull that off,
thank
actually.
You.
Who's painting your head?
My girlfriend, okay. Chelsea King.
Who what was the last time you dressed
up? I dressed up for a roast battle against Kristen Gilwood at Ingenuity Fest as
– Last year?
This year.
I was drunk as fuck. That's
yes,
but was
were.
This for for Halloween.
For Halloween, I did a couples costume with someone that's not my girlfriend, Camille. She's my best friend, but we went as Boris and Natasha.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
that's
and
good.
We walked around Kent during Fright Night, went to a couple parties.
Did you speak in a Russian accent?
I did, and
yes!
So did she.
That's
awesome. We were on the hunt for moose and squirrel.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, like, Camille doesn't drink, and I don't drink, so we were just, you know, walking around, basically people watching.
Yeah.
And then we hung out with 5'9".
No weed involved?
No comment.
The last time I dressed up was, it had to be like 2008 maybe. And I forgot it was like, that's the other thing. It creeps up on me.
Yeah.
And I always forget about it.
No pun intended.
Right. And, no, definitely intended. And I don't do shit on accident.
on purpose.
Just comedy or what, man? Like, I don't know. I forgot. So I went as Donnie Darko, which literally it was like if I zipped up this hoodie and put up my hood. Like, I was it. It was like I went as, and
I was kind of hoping like an engine fell on your head or something.
You and everybody else. And
spoiler alert. Sorry.
And
fuck that movie.
And it was the first – I met this dude at this party who ended up becoming a very good friend of mine who happens to look exactly like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I mean, I had seen him out at the bar in the town that I lived in several times, and my buddies and I would make fun of him and be like, look at fucking Shaggy over there. And then I met him, and he was cool as shit. And so – but it was like – then I realized it's like, oh, he's – got a lazy costume on too. He was dressed as Shaggy, and I was also like, "Well, he didn't try."
Well, Shaggy just had like green shirt, brown pants,
corduroys, right?
Yeah,
and
like, bell bottoms, right?
And it was really dark at this party, and he had a Cracker Jack box, and I was like, "What's that?" And he's like, "Those are Scooby snacks," and I was like, "Awesome, you want one?" I was like, "Yeah." So I put out my hand, and he dumped it out in my hand, and I threw it in my mouth, and
was it a dog treat?
I thought it was popcorn. It felt like popcorn. It was like a nugget of weed. And I had never smoked weed. Like, I was like, God, I had to be like 29 or I'd like 28, 29. I'd never smoked weed before. So I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, and so it was a good laugh. So that was my first impression for like a whole group of friends that I would end up actually meeting. So that was a weird experience. But I think I also told you that I have like two like kind of like semi-traumatic.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So so when I was a kid, I never actually got to go trick-or-treating for what I would say the last time because the second to last year that I could have trick-or-treated, I was going to go as the Joker from Tim Burton's Batman.
Okay.
And my mom, who I didn't live with, bought me the paint, like the official
Batman
paint. It had Jack Nicholson and just the Joker on, and I was like, I'm going to look exactly like this, which generally means I'm not going to look anything like this because I had the paint, but I had none of the costume.
Okay.
So it had just been like me in a t-shirt. And
no green hair.
Just the face paint. Be like, well, that's just a clown. And I ended up going camping like a couple of weeks before. And I got the worst poison ivy I've ever gotten in my life. I used to get it really bad. And to the point where, like, my eyes were, like, crusted shut.
I don't mean to laugh, but just...
No, it's fucking... It's
traumatizing?
The most miserable you can be outside of maybe having, like, shingles or the chicken pox. Okay. Like,
I actually missed the Halloween because of chicken pox.
I thought he was going to say, I actually miss having shingles.
I sure miss having shingles. I like going out in public and going, oh, is that Kaposi's sarcoma?
Have you ever had shingles?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Remember when Devin did?
Yeah.
That, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, my boss had it. And it's like, my aunt had it. It's like, it's the most miserable thing. So anyway, like, so I literally made my stepmom take me to the doctor, you know, to get some medicine.
You?
I would have been like probably 12.
Okay. All right.
And to try it. So we got all this medicine and stuff. And he's like, you're not going to be able to be it. And I remember crying, and I remember how much it stung when I cried because I had poison ivy, and I'm like, oh, the indignity of it all. And so it was pretty bad.
Great.
And then so the next year I was gonna dress up as a pirate.
Oh, so this was back to back traumatic experience.
Yeah, so that would have been like my second, like the Joker year would have been my second to last year trick or treating, and then my 13th. I was just gonna go as a, you know, like sort of like a semi adult costume as like a pirate, and I was running. Stunned silence. I see.
Of us in this room look like we run.
Right, and I rolled my ankle, and to the degree that like the bottom of my foot was touching the inside of my leg. It rolled that hard.
Ooh.
And I remember, like, I lived in this weird town on the river in Illinois or in Missouri, and there was a big hill that we had to go up to get to our house. And I was down at this like community center where, you know, deadbeat white trash kids hung out. And I called my stepmom and I was like, can you come down and get me? I hurt my ankle really bad. She's like, no. And I'm like, what? So I had my bike. I mean, she didn't believe me. And I'm like, what? And so my ankle is just like swelling up like to the size of like a cantaloupe, basically, I had to push my bike up two hills with one foot. And I'm so glad there was no cell phone cameras or anything then.
Yeah.
Because it would have been
viral.
I would have been like that fucking Star Wars kid. Like it would have been
with the lightsaber.
That's what it would have been like. And then, you know, I got home and I was like, look at this. It's fucking. And
did she feel bad?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, she once told me she was going to poison my dad, so I don't know that she has empathy.
Okay. or at least a whole lot of it.
Well, right. I mean, do you know how many people I've threatened to stab?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
I want to know the ratio of people you've threatened to stab against how many you have stabbed.
No comment.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Chris Kronowski, 400 points.
Let me look at the statute of limitations. Nope, can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
So then I got home, and then I didn't get to, like, I had to just sit at home in a fucking recliner and watch Frasier or something.
All right.
And, yeah, I did. And then, like, kind of stole some of my stepbrother shit on the DL.
I think that, the reason that I do love Halloween so much is because, like, all right, I don't
know if you
knew
this. You are fat and you like candy.
Yeah,
well,
there's that.
Fair enough, but I wouldn't have known that growing up. I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
Yeah, so I never had that. But, like, I was always from a very young age drawn to, like, the spooky, dark, satanic shit. And so, like, when I finally was like, fuck this, I, like, got to go out and experience it a little bit. And, like, the first Halloween that I ever got to, like, really go out and experience was I moved out of my folks' house and I went to a – my buddies were playing a show at Mahal's. Like, this is when they used to do the shows, like, right where the pinball machines are now, like, right in the front. And I was 20. I wasn't even 21, and I got completely fucked up and loaded out of my mind. I went as Dave Vanian from The Damned.
And I'm sure, by the way, the Mahal's folks appreciate you admitting that they
Well, this is Statute of Limitations, right? This is like 10 years ago, so it's like, it's no big deal, right?
Yeah, they don't have that reputation at all.
Wink! We card everybody.
So I got completely annihilated, retarded, stupid, drunk, and the girl that I was friends with that took me and her friend, I don't even remember the dude's name, apparently at the end of the night, they had to drag me out of the car and bring me into my cousin's, like, downstairs apartment in Lakewood, which is embarrassing enough. And I didn't like her anyway. I never have, but I was hanging out with her for whatever reason. And I ended up screaming some really mean things at her, from what I understand, like the cunt and bitch and all kinds of mean things. So, like, Halloween was very weird for me at the very beginning, so I haven't really dressed up a whole lot for it, although I did go as a juggalo one year, and it was with a, it was at a party with a bunch of people from Parma, so they all thought I was serious.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Halloween has been very weird for me, but it's, like, always my favorite time of year, like you said. Like, I love this time of year, like the leaves changing, everything's spooky, whatever, but it's Halloween's always been very weird for me, but I like it. I don't know why I like it.
I got to be honest. If somebody confused me with a serious juggalo, it would be the cause for some massive self-reflection.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know,
did you go home and, like?
Well, there's a picture of me online with the makeup on and everything, and, like, I have my, like, when I had hair, I had it all spiked up and stuff, like fucking Violent J, and I wore like a plain red T-shirt with black shorts. And I was like, I guess I can kind of see why people thought I might have been serious. I'm a fat white dude who is spiking his hair with gel.
That's like, look, man, I'm not going to front. There may or may not have been a time in about 1999 where
you owned the Great Malenko?
where my personal image may or may not have overlapped with how Guy Fieri currently looks. So
wait, did you wear Hawaiian shirts?
I may have worn like some dragon and some bowling shirts.
Got them at JCPenney's.
Yeah, no, well, Gadzooks.
Yeah, oh, Gadzooks.
There you go. If you wanted to get some like shiny shirts that,
yeah,
like
that polyester material or whatever they were.
Yeah, real practical outerwear. Yeah, by the way,
especially for fat guys.
And for a large guy in an unconditioned dorm at your college. Yeah,
sure.
Pretty bad.
Sure.
So you dress like every comic over 40 when you were in college.
You're right. Bowling shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marv Conner does wear bowling shirts, doesn't he?
He does.
But I even had, like, I had the goatee, and then I started dyeing my hair blue. So it was like, I did that, and yeah, so there was a phase, and then, you know, I had a girlfriend.
Guy Ranowski, everybody.
I had a girlfriend who was just like, just stop. And I was just like, oh, like, I am forever indebted to,
like,
her.
Like, in public, like, I don't fuck him.
Right.
In private, I do, yes, it's fine.
My stepdad saved one of those shirts and claims that he will, if I ever get married, he's like, I'm wearing that to a wedding for all of the times that you embarrassed me in public. And I was just like, okay.
In like seventh grade, I went through that phase of wearing like button down shirts, you know, so it was like, that was like, I don't know, 99, 2000, whatever. And I had this one that was like that material that we were talking about. And on one side was like that, you know, that old Japanese art, you know, where, like, with a headband and stuff, like, on one side was that. And then the other side was a fish. And like
I know that shirt. Yeah. I know exactly. I've seen that shirt. Like,
yeah, I owned that shirt.
Oh my gosh. I like
that's Halloween in itself.
Yeah, I mean one of the funniest experiences I ever had on Halloween, and I can't remember. Like, you know, I went to like an adult party, and it was I worked at my cousin's sandwich shop in Springfield, Illinois, and he employed a bunch of my family and a bunch of my friends.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a lot of fun. I love that job. If I could make what I make now
doing that job,
it was great. It was like, you know, it's like everybody just, you're off by three. It was a fucking wonderful job. I loved it. And he had a company party, and we went out to his buddy's house in like the suburbs. There was a bonfire.
Yeah.
And they had jungle juice. Okay. And now I didn't drink at the time, but like everybody else was just trashed.
Yeah.
And I was there with my cousin Micah, and then our buddy Eric, who we called Rico. And Rico, all right, in high school, Rico was like really heavy. He was like 300, maybe 350 pounds.
Oh,
right?
Wow. In high school?
Yeah.
Shit.
And he dressed, wait for it, as the Crow.
So when is Eric Draven?
Yeah, he was the Crow. And the Crow decided to drink a lot of this Everclear punch, right? Mm. And so I end up having to, like, I don't know why. Maybe it was because I couldn't drive stick at the time, or there was some reason why I didn't drive, despite the fact that I was the only person who wasn't drunk. So I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and my cousin Micah is driving, and I'm sitting here, and Rico's in the back. Now, this is a two-door Ford Tempo.
He's in the back.
So this is the picture. So we're driving home. He is trashed. And Micah and I think we're arguing at this point, and it's just like kind of too quiet in the back seat. And I turn around, and my cousin looked in the rearview mirror, and Rico's just there with his hands over his mouth. His eyes are so wide. My cousin, like, pulled his car into a ditch, and then I'm, like, just, like, I'm just trying to, like, sit up and, like, pull the seat up, not getting out of the car like a fucking decent human being. So he just, like, pukes everywhere. So then he gets back in the car. Just, I mean, big dude, just grease paint smeared and puke every, like, he had on a leather duster.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, I mean, he went all out on this costume, but he just looked mortifying. So then we're driving, and my cousin goes, hey, he's like, let's stop at Steak and Shake. And I'm like, we are not taking this vomit-covered Crow into a fucking Steak and Shake. So then
vomit-covered Crow.
So we didn't. And then, like, my cousin was just, like, screaming at me. And so I took his car keys and I threw them down the street and then just went home in my car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was so fucking mad. Like, but it was just like,
he just really wanted Steak and Shake.
Poor Rico.
I actually have a similar story. I used to go to a Halloween party every year. My old Dagger Hair friends threw one at their house.
Tell people what Dagger Hair is, real quick.
I don't know what that is.
It's foam fighting. It's live action role
playing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've actually heard you talk about this.
Have you ever seen the movie Role Models? That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or Knights of Badassdom. You know, both of those movies, same thing. But yeah, the party has grown to not only include those people, but also, you know, a bunch of Akron punks too. So it was a fun time. Like, they make a bunch of drinks, and they had, like, a little bit of pizza and some other food to, you know, have a little bit in your stomach. Well, last party that I went to, my friends Mark and Mandy, who I'm currently living with, Mandy was pregnant, so she couldn't drink, so she was driving. Mark and I got trashed, and he ate one slice of pizza on the way out. So we both have the windows down because we're smoking on the drive home.
Yeah.
And Mandy turns to her husband and goes, Mark, are you okay? Do you need to pull over? No, I'm fine. 3 seconds later, he throws up out the window. It flies back in the window. And into my mouth.
Oh, God, that's foul.
Did you proceed to vomit?
No, I was just like, I've been baby-birded.
Oh, man.
That was
in the worst way, too.
Yeah.
Did he drink something that was at least palpable?
No, it was disgusting. I could taste the pizza.
Basically. Oh, God.
It was a grapefruit LaCroix.
Oh, gosh. Good Lord.
It was, that was the last time I remember getting trashed on Halloween. But
that, like, that's the weird thing about it is that 90% of the time I go to a Halloween party and it's like, people can't sit down because of their costumes.
Yeah.
And then they're drinking. And it's like at some point it just becomes – it turns into such a sloppy – it's so – I just look at it. I'm just like nothing about this feels enjoyable anymore. It's like people are fucking just trashed and hot and overdressed and can't sit.
I don't think I'm out of line in saying this. Like it, to me, I'm not saying it's like strictly, but like it seems like a mostly a white people thing too. Like who take Halloween way too fucking far.
Yeah, I don't know about the racial component of
it. I'm just saying, like to me, like if I think about the demographics of the Halloween things I've went to and who are the fucked up fucking people who always make me laugh for some reason or another. It's always ended like, and I don't mean to say drunk white girls, but a lot of the times, I mean, when I worked at the Happy Dog, I was the door guy there for like 3 years, 3 or 4 years. And the Halloween show, like how many times I watched people like put their current drink down and walk out with their hand over their mouth, just like, and you can like see the salivation like dripping off and it's like, what's wrong with you? Like, what did you do?
And I tend to not like any of the holidays that are like really just about drinking. And I'm not a fucking prude or anything.
No.
It's just
I think New Year's is the fucking stupidest thing.
Yeah, New Year's ever. And like St. Patrick's Day.
That's the worst. That is the worst culprit of all of them. Like that, like, cause I mean, I'm part Irish. I don't give a fuck that I'm part Irish, but.
You don't look part Irish.
I know. I look like a fucking Polack. You fucking said this to me a million times. No. I understand what I look like.
No, you look like a juggalo.
At least I'm not wearing a wrestling. I'm wearing a punk rock shirt.
There you go. All right.
But no, I mean, it. I don't know.
It has a swear on it. It's a swear three times, Jordan. You're a juggalo.
No, wait.
Jordan the juggalo.
It doesn't say whoop whoop.
It says damned, damned, damned.
See?
So that's as close as you can get to swearing without your parents getting mad at you.
For being a Jehovah's Witness.
And taking away your fago.
My moon mist.
Yeah.
Have you ever dressed up as a Jehovah's Witness for Halloween?
No, but I did it on Saturdays as a kid and went door to door.
But that, like, honestly, like, if you're having a conflicted relationship with your religion, it seems to me like dressing up as a Jehovah's Witness would be an especially good way to needle it.
If for whatever reason my Bam Bam Bigelow costume does not come in, I'm going to my parents' house this week. I'm picking up a watchtower and an awake and a Bible, and that's what I'm going as for Halloween.
But I feel like if you dressed up like, you know, in the white shirt with the slacks.
No, that's Mormons.
I know. Oh, okay. I've seen Jehovah's Witnesses who do that.
They're not uniform.
Right. But I was like, you would just look like some like Nazi trying to make sure nobody could see his tattoos. Like, I can't imagine you like.
Could you picture me in like that getup and then like red laces in my like dress boots?
Yeah.
I do a podcast with a Jew. I mean, come on.
You can go as a punching bag.
You're not going to save me in those Doc Martens, Himmler.
Yeah.
We were at the store the other day and I was like, I want to get a pair of Doc Martens and, who the fuck was I with? And there, who the fuck was it?
It doesn't matter.
No, I guess it doesn't matter. But they were like, I don't know if you should wear Doc Martens. I'm like, well, they're not gonna have red laces in them,
right? the costume that I came up with this year is kind of a pseudo. It's like I'm good at doing creative ones. Like one time I was a DVD pirate, where I dressed up like a pirate and handed out bootleg DVDs all night. Which I thought was cool. And but then this year I want to go as Steve Gannon. So I want to dress up like
Gannon from
– I want to dress up like Breitbart head Steve Bannon, but then I want to carry around a Triforce.
Totally. That's amazing.
Because like most – that's not a hard – like the hardest thing I'm going to have to do is maybe paint a cardboard Triforce.
Yeah.
And but yeah, if I end up getting
maybe
roped into
yourself
something,
green a little bit.
Well, like maybe green or maybe pig nosed.
You might end up. I mean, if you paint yourself green, you might end up looking like the woodsman from the new Twin Peaks.
Yeah, but my Triforce is going to be globalism, racism, nationalism. And yeah, and it'll be a really
that's really good. That is really, really good. I like that one a lot.
See, I'm a fan of costumes like that. I could never do them, but you know, for years I went out on Halloween just to watch the drunk people be messes, and I would show up at a bar. Like one year I went and saw the President's Wives, which was a weird all side project that was like slam poetry against jam band shit, which is,
oh, those are like two of my least favorite things ever.
I loved it. I thought it was great, because it was Carl Alvarez was dressed as the Angel of Death and reading slam poetry, so it was cool. But
so it was jam poetry.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how else to describe it, but I would always show up to the bar just wearing my normal shit, and then people would come up to me like, "Why aren't you wearing a costume?" And the bartender would come up to me like, "Hey, Judas," because I was going by Judas at the time. And they're like, "Oh, never mind. You don't need a costume. You're scary enough." It's like, yep.
If you dress like this on Hollywood or on Halloween this year, you're gonna look like Wayne Campbell. you kind of look like Wayne Campbell. Get a Wayne's World hat.
Since he shaved, I can totally fucking.
Yeah, you kind of.
That's
you got
actually not that bad, dude. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think.
Who would be your Garth Algar?
Sam La Tourette.
Sam's got to grow his hair out again.
Dude, that is perfect though.
No, it's pretty. He's got you know. I feel like he could pull off that personality.
I can think of a girl that we probably all know, but I'm not going to say her name because she does really look like Garth Algar, and it would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
But I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
I just don't want to say it. I don't want to piss anybody off. Of course you don't. That's his job.
Oh, and they're like, well, fuck everybody. Blah 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 blah. No, I don't want to piss her off.
No,
fuck
you. It's a difference, and you know.
I know.
There's a difference.
I'm aware.
I don't need to come off as more of a scumbag.
I mean, did you not anticipate pissing people off in this podcast that has the name hate
no,
in it?
It does happen. Sometimes there's certain things I don't give a shit about, but every once in a while I do draw a line, and I don't know why.
So I want to ask you guys to make a prediction of what the most overdone costume that you think that you're going to see this year from like a pop culture standpoint.
Overdone.
Like what people what's going to be cliche at some point.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, there's going to be
Wonder Woman will be, yeah, that'll be done. I think people do Groot a lot this year. Like
I think you're going to see either Trumps or a lot of tone deaf Richard Spencers.
The thing is how many friends do we have that look like fucking Richard Spencer, what's his name? Yeah.
Yeah, we're recording in their house.
We're recording at Casa de Diperna today, but he does look like Richard Spencer.
Well, think about it. So you could have Diperna, Mike Dragon could pull that off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not convinced there's an alt-right.
I told him he looked like the face of All Lives Matter. And he also works at the bank at Giant Eagle, if you didn't know.
I did not know that. Wait, which Giant Eagle?
The one on 17th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really close to my house.
And then who's the guy in your – the tall guy in your – Mike Calhoun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Calhoun.
The tall guy.
He could pull it off.
Yeah, but Calhoun is
– Calhoun's –
He could pull it off.
Calhoun switched his look. He's backwards
cap. Oh, yeah, he's backwards cap guy now.
I think he got wind of like, hey, I want to stop looking like I have a very different sort of podcast.
I do think a good Halloween costume though would be if those three got together dressed up like that and just had Andy Barr behind them. Every little thing is gonna be alt-right.
That would be good. I would take that.
Yeah, I doubt we're gonna get all three of them together for a costume.
That's
not going to happen.
No, it's not.
All right. Well, we've touched on the drunken mess that is Halloween and the Fright Night parties and all those sorts. But Halloween comedy shows, how many of those have you done?
I've avoided them. There's a weird – are you talking about like the – I'm going to dress up like my favorite comic and do my comics – that comics act or just
– That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is just to do a show in costume.
I know, but I have a really – so there was a comedy contest out in Westlake.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Is it the Time Warp thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were you there for that show?
I came in second.
Oh, that's right. This is the one that Hegedus won, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were there when when they were like, dress up in costumes, and the only people who dressed up were Schizo Bill, who came like 2 hours early and just sat there in a straitjacket for that entire time.
Which I now own that straitjacket.
And then Alex dressed up like a cow.
Yep.
And then there was that moment where the guy that was putting on the contest challenged the entire audience to fight him in the parking lot.
Yep.
And then I had to follow that. And then Alex had to go up and do her set after that in a cow costume. It was very weird.
That was a very strange night.
And I was very happy that I did not wear a costume for that comedy show.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, that was the prelims.
Was it?
Yeah, I think that was the prelims and not the finals, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that was – he got like – I forget what happened, but he went up and he offered to pay – he's like, I'll pay anybody $1,000 if they come out in the parking lot and fight me right now. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. And then I had to go up and follow that with stand-up comedy. And I'm like, well, they're not going to listen to this shit.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of the last time I did dress up was last year, and it was not on purpose. Anthony was dressed up as a lumberjack, Anthony Savat.
Anthony dressed up like a lumberjack every day of his fucking life.
Well, he was carrying around an axe, axe, and wearing like
a – So he was Paul Bunyan?
I don't know.
Italian Paul Bunyan.
More like Paul Funyan.
There it is.
But, yeah, so he was going around like that, and Halloween was on a Monday last year. So I ended up having an Eric Cribbley shirt, as I call it, the red flannel. So I just showed up in the same outfit as Anthony and did Anthony's act.
Okay.
Except I made his jokes better, so, because I'm a dick. And
did you listen to Green Day a lot?
No, I didn't.
No.
I can't go that far into the method.
I was going to say, there's no truth in your art.
And you know his act pretty well.
Well, yeah, I've, you know.
They slept together for 4 years.
Yeah,
that's true. I listen to him mix his album. So, okay. Yeah, I know his act pretty well.
Okay.
And then I was there just, I know a lot of people's acts front to back. And, you know, I don't have the, as Tim Cornette calls it, the open mic memory. where you can just forget everybody's jokes so you can laugh at stuff that you find funny all the time. I can't do that. I know everybody's shit.
I think the only person whose act I came anywhere near knowing was Joe Wayland.
Yeah.
And then there was a kid in St. Louis who had this joke. It was like – I forget the setup to the joke, but the punchline was titties, motherfucker. And it was just like – and it became like a meme in our comedy scene. And so it was like for a long time everybody knew Mikey Reel's whole stand-up act. And the owner or the manager of the Funny Bone fucking loved that dude. And crowds loved that dude. But that dude had 4 minutes of comedy and he did that 4 minutes every time. And I think and it was – I mean people laughed at it, but it was just like – I remember just screaming titties, motherfucker, at people in public.
And people getting it?
Well, the comics getting it, but Target. Yeah. You know, and people not really.
And then
know.
I was thrown out of Target.
And then I was like, wait, why are you throwing me out of this Target? Why am I drunk in 3 at Target? Hey, I gotta buy dog food. No, it's not for me.
I've been drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Target too, so you know, whatever.
Yeah. Let's not get judgy here.
Yeah, oh no. Am I judgmental?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Just a touch.
Because people have been telling me I'm judgmental. I'm like, I don't think so, but I think I am towards certain, almost said certain groups of people that would have came out the wrong way.
You're racist
is what we're trying to say. No, that's what I was trying to anti-say that.
Anti-say that? Jesus Christ, Jordan. Anti-say that.
That's the point. I knew you'd get a laugh out of that.
I mean, I got to be honest. Having a shaved head probably doesn't help your case.
Oh no! I have a whole bit about it that Sheer helped me with a couple months ago about that exact thing. It's like if I get my ass beat in my neighborhood, I had it fucking coming. Like I'll take a as long as I don't die, I'll take a beating. Like I know I look like, but it's just because I don't want to have like a fucking horseshoe, man. I don't want to have a horseshoe.
So you're naturally going.
Yeah, no, I am. Like, you can, like, you can see it. Like, you know I'm going bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, but whatever. So what happens when you dye your hair black when you're 16 years old because you like Alkaline Trio?
I am also going bald very badly, but I, like, every time I shave my head, people get a scared. So instead, I just decided to wear this baseball
Yeah, because
hat.
You're like fucking, you are, with a shaved head, are like a fat Victor Zsasz from that. Like, that is, like, you probably have scars where your clothes cover.
Yeah, I do. And
I don't mean that as like you cut yourself, because you cut yourself as like, I cut this person, I cut this person.
Yeah, the whole Victor Zsasz thing. Actually, I'm very similar to Victor Zsasz. So that's pretty accurate.
I have never shaved
Halloween
my head.
Costume.
I had a flat top once as a, like, an homage to my grandfather at one point.
Did he fight in the Korean War?
Yeah.
There you fucking
Actually,
know.
No, he survived Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow. Holy
Actually,
shit.
No. Here's this is the most Warnowski story that ever Warnowski'd. He kind of went AWOL the night before and went out and got trashed. He was a party drunk. Yeah. And, like, my grandmother said that he used to, like, when he worked for the post office after the war, he would get paid on Friday and just she wouldn't see him till, like, Sunday night, because he would just go out and, like, blow his paycheck and get trashed. And so he went out the night before the bombing and got trashed and fell asleep off base.
Okay.
And woke up and literally said, "What happened?" And I was like,
holy shit.
Now, I don't know. Like, I still don't know the story of how he got his Purple Heart, but I do know he slept through the fucking Pearl Harbor attack.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
I just was like, oh, my grandfather survived Pearl Harbor. Oh, what a hero. No, he got drunk and passed out.
Rat. It's like, that's, I mean, I come from that. I'm like one generation removed from that.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, I
know. That might be my favorite story anybody's ever told us on this show. That's amazing.
My grandfather almost shot Robert Blake.
Really? Like
Beretta Robert Blake?
No, wait, not Robert Blake. Who's Robert Stack?
Oh, I was like,
Unsolved Mysteries Robert Stack?
Unsolved Mysteries Robert Stack. He almost shot him because Robert Stack was doing the shooting range test, and my grandfather had never shot a gun before, and he was also had glaucoma, but it was undiagnosed, so he almost shot Robert Stack, and Mr. Stack informed him that, you know, maybe you should see somebody about your eyes. And then after the
war
was
over. That's a joke right there.
After the war was over, he did, and he had glaucoma. So.
So. The real unsolved mystery is your grandfather's sight.
Yeah. Yeah. And he solved it.
That's coolest thing about my grandpa was, well, my mom's dad anyway, is that he dropped out, I believe, in the eighth grade. And his entire eighth grade year until he dropped out, he drove a motorcycle to school. Like, that's pretty badass.
In the eighth grade?
Yeah.
That is,
like,
pretty cool.
I mean, you're like, what, 13, 14, right? Like, somewhere around there. And he dropped out and whatever. He, like, started a flooring company. But it's pretty badass. Like, that's like Fonzie shit, man.
I have a distant cousin who used to drive around our hometown. He's a big fat dude too. We're all like stout German bodies. And he used to drive around on his motorcycle with his shirt off and a albino boa constrictor around this.
What?
Just driving around town with it. And it's like,
wouldn't you be worried about that thing? Like,
yeah, first of all, that can't be good for that snake.
No.
Like, that can't be good for a snake.
I'm just imagining the snake was there to keep his titties from flapping in the wind.
That might be.
I was going to say, are you related to Jake the Snake Robber?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm related to a lot of drunks, but not Jake the Snake Robber. And it's
just not that one.
Just not that particular one. And then I have an uncle who's like probably the funniest guy in my family. And I'm ashamed to say that because I do stand-up comedy. But he's like just like so naturally funny. And
right.
And the legend has it that he signed up for wrestling in high school.
No shit.
And showed up with a cape. and hit somebody with a chair and got immediately thrown out. Like, he, see, he would just, like, sign up as a joke. Because he was, like, I mean, he was a big dude, too.
And there's an urban, I don't even know if it's an urban legend, because my uncle says he saw it, that, because my uncle went to Polaris, and, but, like, was from Olmsted Falls. And he said that there, I believe it was the Olmsted Falls wrestling team, because most vocational schools don't have teams, if I'm not mistaken. He said that there was a kid who was, I'll say, I'll be nice and say mentally challenged.
Good for you.
Retarded.
You could say on the spectrum.
Yeah. Is that, that's the new thing, right?
Yeah.
So, but I guess.
It'll be offensive in a decade.
I guess, right? I guess what he would do was he would show up in his singlet, and but he was a big fan of WWF, and he would try to hide a steel chair in his singlet and ram people's head into it. And they're like, dude, what are you fucking doing?
That's genius. That guy's not retarded at all. He's a goddamn genius.
That guy, the funniest guy you actually know. Right? That guy is onto something.
Yeah.
It's not the spectrum.
Can we start calling people on the spectrum speckies?
Speckies? I'm down. Speckies. I'm down with that.
I gotta be honest. I have heard the phrase, the word retarded more in the past like 6 months, I think, than I have in most of my adult life.
Really?
And I was at an open mic a couple weeks ago, and this woman, I think she's new, went up and she said it like 20 times. And I went up after her and I was like, did I like miss the memo that it's like cool to say this again? I was like, because if I can, I'm kind of mad I could have been calling the president this for like 10 months. Because I was like, find a word that explains it better than that. And it was funny, but man, I was just like, I think we're starting to lose our guilt about that word again.
Well, the thing is, like, I've never, like, I know that I'm not supposed to. Like, I know that, but it's like, it's just so in my repertoire that it just comes out. And I don't mean anything bad by it, but I know that a lot of people don't take it that way.
I prefer not to say it. It's one of those things where, like, when I hear somebody say it, I'm like,
there are worse things to call somebody than a retard.
Yeah,
like window licker, or waterhead.
Well, I mean, dude, like when people, because it's, you know, Down syndrome, you know, like people, oh, he's got Downs. Like, to me, that sounds way worse than he's fucking retarded.
Almond-eyed, over-sexualized bastard.
Before they had inclusion in classrooms, you know, they always had the special ed class.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And,
LD.
Right. And in our school, in the middle school that I went to, there was, you know, there was a kid with Down syndrome named Jamie, and then there was this kid Jeremy in there who, you know, I never could really tell what was wrong with him.
Right.
I was like, and so
wasn't the term slow at the time?
Kind of, but then like I asked my stepsister, I was like, what's his deal? And she goes, and I'll never forget this. She goes, oh, him? He's a pervert. And I'm like, what is that? I was like, that's not a psychological diagnosis. It's not like a mental diagnosis or anything. I was like, oh, and then I found out that he had like some like hypersexualized thing where he would like fucking like all like a boners all the time, and he would like uncomfortably touch, and so it was like, but just like the way she said, she's like, oh no, him, he's a pervert.
I think I'm going as Missouri Jeremy for Halloween.
Are you gonna carry around that cat you've been taking pictures of? Yeah.
You have to have a very big closed mouth smile. That was like that.
Oh, yeah. Stop! I don't like it. You look like you should belong in a home.
I do kind of belong in a home, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
I don't know how I'm going to pull off the constant boner, but I'll figure it out.
So Halloween, right?
Yeah. Hey, so who hates Halloween?
I think my least favorite part of Halloween is the people that use it as an excuse to put on an alternate personality. Like, the rest of the year, they're quiet little mousy bastards. And then, you know, Halloween comes around, they put the mask on, they get the liquor in them, and all of a sudden...
I'm a Ghostbuster!
Yeah. I'm a Ghostbuster, and I'm the bee's knees and king of the party.
And usually a handsy Ghostbuster. Yeah. Like, hey, buddy, like, calm down. I know you're married.
Show my ectoplasma.
Yeah, I'm...
Run across the street?
Yeah. No. Not with you, my friend.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to cross streams, thanks. No, but it's especially at, like, Fright Night when, like, all of Kent is completely covered with assholes and costumes and cops. That's my least favorite part about Halloween. It's like, I'm glad I moved out of Kent because, like, all of downtown Kent is, like, cops and riot gear on Fright Night because it's, like...
What's Halloween like in Eastlake?
I don't know. I'm going to be gone. They actually trick-or-treat on Halloween, which is one thing I hate. Like, the really, really suburban neighborhoods are like, no, we're going to do it the Saturday night before Halloween so that nobody has to be out on school night.
I had never heard of this until I moved to Cleveland, which is the trunk-or-treat. Like, that, I didn't realize that was a thing where apparently just, like, instead of, you know, like, having kids walk around a neighborhood – a bunch of people get gathered with their cars in like a parking lot,
yeah,
and have candy in their trunks.
I've so never
they
heard
pop
of that.
Their trunks.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a thing they do.
It's
out
like
in
a
like
rap a... battle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cipher. Eminem shows up and roasts Donald Trump, and everybody's like, "Happy Halloween!"
Yep,
from Marshall
Greasy's
Mathers.
Pieces give me the greasies.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the trunks are filled with mom's spaghetti.
That's a good note.
I thought you were going to say with Italians.
No, that's going to be what my trunk is filled with when I get my wish. And I get a big old trunk and a big old machete.
Are you going to go see The Irishman when it comes out?
I don't know.
I think it'll be good. Scorsese?
I haven't been to the movies since Suicide Squad, and ugh.
Well, that would ruin me for movies, too. That movie was pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
The last movie I saw was Mother, which was amazing. Are you familiar? I'd never seen a movie that was so, like, reviled and people were so wrong about.
But Devin, when Devin posted about it, he was like, it made me feel really weird at the end.
It does not end on an up note, well, and it's if you go into it thinking it's kind of an absurdist comedy about religion,
yeah,
then you're going to be fine because something really bad happens in it, like really bad, like it's something I was just like, oh my god, I
can't
believe
they did it.
Jennifer
Lawrence is in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And it's great. It's well acted. It's an interesting concept, and it's just, you know, I think it's like people's. You know.
I don't know anything about it, but like just
and that was
the blowback, I was like, I want to see it now.
I didn't watch any trailers for it.
Yeah,
like I had a friend who was like, hey, I want to see this, and I'm like, well, you know, people are complaining so much about it, that must mean it's good.
Hmm.
There was something about Halloween. Mother. What the fuck else was I going to say about Halloween? I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Now, see, the Halloween movies are, like, the first two Halloween movies are my favorite, like, two of my favorite horror films, too.
Well, there's another Jamie Lee Curtis one coming out.
Directed by?
Isn't John Carpenter dead?
John Carpenter gave he's alive. He gave his blessing to, it's David Gordon Green and,
What did he, I know that name for what?
Pineapple Express.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he's in, God damn it, I can't think of his name. Eastbound and Down. And
Danny McBride. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so they're writing it, and they're going to do it.
And he's a great fucking, Danny McBride's a really good writer.
And so they got the blessing from John Carpenter to do it, and I think it's going to pick up where the second movie left off.
Okay,
so it'll be...
No, I'm down. I mean, like,
it'll be
I'm
in the original canon. I thought Rob Zombie's versions of it sucked.
I liked the first one. I did not like the second one, but I liked the first one.
And
I liked the backstory, and I also love Malcolm McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hate horror movies.
Really?
I just... I don't care because I'm not into being scared. I think part of that is because I had a bad acid trip and it turned me off to gore in general. But, you know, it's also, like, I stopped going to movies on date nights because, like, we always ended up watching the movie. So it was like, you know, I didn't get the jump scare and, you know, pull close to me and shit like that. So it just never, Never really appealed to me.
You're just not a horror guy then?
No, I'm
not.
All right,
right on.
I'm not at all.
There's not a lot of like modern horror films that I like. I think It Follows was great because it was a different concept.
Like all the good ones that people have been telling me about, because like the last one that legitimately I was like, wow, that actually kind of scared me, was Insidious. Like the first Insidious
movie. I haven't seen any of
that. That one, like I was like, because growing up like in, you know, my teens and early 20s when everybody's into horror shit, like I was like, oh, I really like this a lot. And then I was like, nothing scares me anymore. Nothing's original. And then I saw Insidious and I was like, oh, that's pretty like that. That's worth watching to me. Insidious is good.
I saw 28 Days Later in the theater with. So I was there with two couples, two very good friends of mine, and then their boyfriends. And then it was a black theater.
Yeah.
It was like in Peoria, Illinois. It was the theater where most of the black residents went. And I don't know if you remember this movie, zombie movie, great movie, 28 Days Later.
Yeah. Oh yeah. With what's his
Cillian
name?
Cillian Murphy. Yeah. And but if there's there's a thing. At the beginning, the first 20 minutes, there's almost no dialogue.
Yeah, it's just
the scene where he – have you seen it, Jamie? Yeah. So he wakes up. He's wandering around London. It's empty. It's amazing. You know, I'm sitting there thinking like, how did they do this? It was tremendous beginning to a film. And so about 20 minutes in, one of the black couples that was in the theater, you just hear, yo, this shit is – boring. So,
all right.
And then they started like everybody just started screaming, right? Yeah. So that was just like the fucking floodgates open. So then my mousy friend Christine is just like, "Hey, some people are trying to watch the movie. Like, we are gonna die." And so they started going back and forth. And then the woman told Christine, "Why don't you just suck my left titty?" And I'm like, oh God, we got to get out of here.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it was very specific.
I went and saw that. You remember when they redid fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre like 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me, my girlfriend, and one of my best friends went and saw it. And there's a scene where Leatherface has I think it's a dude, strapped to a table and has the arms cut open, like the underarm cut open. And literally, like, pulls, like, you see him grab the bones and just snap them with his hand. And, like, I'm not in. Have you ever seen the movie High Tension? It's a French movie. That movie made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I saw that, I was just like, all right, I can't fucking watch it. We were in Montrose. You know that fucking movie theater.
Yeah. And, I worked there.
And it was like the people were just like, oh, shit, no, you didn't. I'm sitting there like, I think I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to. It was awful.
Yeah.
So going to see horror movies in a theater, maybe not my thing.
I actually saw that in the theater when that came out. I had a date. And again, it was one of those situations where like, we were there to watch the movie.
Yeah.
So it was boring.
See, go ahead.
It was funny, like when the old man's like, "You go and get it." And everybody in the theater started cheering. It was really weird.
I have a really good, for all my weirdness about Halloween, like I have like a really... Like, I have a good relationship with horror movies because it was, like, it was something that my, like, you know, as crazy as my family was, we all watched them together as a kid. And, like, when my folks would fight, like, my grandma would come over and pick me up, and I'd go and hang out at her house. And, like, at USA Today used to have, like, Friday night horror films.
Yeah.
And they would play that, and, like, Alfred Hitchcock
USA
Presents.
USA Up All Night.
No, this was it was prior to that. This was, like, 83, 84. Okay. And this was, like... It was Friday Night Horrors is what they called it. And they played that, and they played Tales from the Dark Side and the old Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Mm. And it was great. I'd fucking eat frozen pizza and sleep on the couch, and I loved it. And I mean, the first movie I remember watching was The Shining. Like, it's like one of my first memories. Is like, and my dad looked like Jack Torrance in that movie. So it was terrifying. But,
so you didn't want to go home.
Right. Right.
I don't want to be Danny.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be that kid. Yeah. How come he can talk with his fingers? Hey, stop it.
Shut up.
That's the thing. It's like, I've always been scary. So it's like I'm the villain in the horror movie always.
You're the janitor they set on fire for touching children.
I think we could say this on Jeremy is Halloween.
With that, we have to talk about our sponsors real quick. First off, thanks to Pete Milk at Milky Way Recordings. It's homie for homies there. We're not there this week. We're here at, I guess, the Above Below Studios.
I mean, every other fucking podcast that's on my network is recorded there.
Yeah. So thanks.
Well, not everyone, but.
Thanks, Ryan and Chris, for
appreciate
getting
it.
Us. This week's episode is sponsored by Just Fallstick, who you can see every Sunday at Avenue Tap House. Doors at 7 is a free show. It's a showcase of all the best area talent and people in from out of town.
I was going to say, isn't it every other, like, one's local, one's booked, or one's an open mic, one's booked? I can't remember.
It's the first Sunday of every month is open.
Okay.
Every other one is booked.
Okay.
Also, Britt Fox, X-Fox Rocks on the Snapchat and the Twitter. She's got some shit coming up, so be on the lookout. And, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder, which you can find at plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It is a chronicle of one man's experience in the strip club industry as a floor guy. It's got tips and tricks and some horror stories.
And also, we never want to forget, sometimes we don't say it, we're on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Check out the fucking shows on there. It's fantastic. And everybody's really stoked to be on it because everything's picking up right now.
And business is picking up.
Yeah, business is picking up, and we're all really proud of it. Chris, where can people find you? Do you want people to find you on the internet?
No, don't find me on the internet. Just,
he likes to lay low.
In fact, let's delete this entire thing. I was never here. No, you can find me. My podcast is at sorryplleasecontinue.com, or you can find it on iTunes or on Google Play or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. And and from November 9th to the 11th, I will be in St. Louis, Missouri at the Flyover Comedy Festival, which
Right
is something
on.
That I have started with a bunch of really great people there.
That's
and
awesome.
And so we're going to have Todd Berry, the Cook County Social Club, and a lot of other amazing comedians that are going to be coming into town for, I think we have like 50 comics, 20 shows. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
What are the dates again?
November 9th through the 11th.
Okay.
Yep. We might be showing up just to murder the other social club. There will be no other sad boys, and there will be no other social club.
Maybe the Hate Flow could get on it next year, though.
Yeah, that's possible.
I'll go down to St. Louis. Never been.
We have no podcast on this year other than Sorry, Please Continue. We had a whole extra day that we ended up cutting because we were worried we were sort of biting off more than we could chew in our first year.
Are you doing 2 days then?
It's three. We were gonna do Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, yeah, no, I think three is probably a better.
And we
bet.
Ended up cutting Sunday out.
No, I think three is probably a better.
But no, it's. You know, we sold a lot of tickets and
awesome.
And
yeah,
actually, like, I'm really stoked. One of the guys that's going to be on it was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me today.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Mentioned the fact it was like such a great thing. I woke up with a message from him that said, hey, I just mentioned the festival on this. Yeah, you might want to listen. And then everybody was bombarding us with.
Oh, that's awesome.
Saying, fuck, we heard about it.
What about you on Twitter? Do you like people to follow you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, you can find me at Chris Wernowski. It's KRISWERNOWSKY. I'm also on Instagram, which is I do like Instagram movies and shit.
Your at's like the same on everything, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there might be I think there's an underscore for
Instagram.
But, yeah.
All right. Awesome.
It's not hard to find. I'm the only Chris with a K Wernowski in the world.
So. Well, yeah, I really enjoyed this. Thanks for fucking
coming. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Halloween as much as Chris Wernowski.
No, there is another. The world dies again. I'm a rapid avenger. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniels is drunk in me.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Sir Jeremy Shear, can you ponder me a query?
Yeah.
Do you love your brother?
I love my brother. Do you love your brother?
I do love my brother. How much do you love your brother?
I love my brother, Chris Clem, so much it hurts my heart.
I love my brother so much, I listen to his podcast, the C4 podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Ooh, that's crackers good, mate. It's the best sports ball podcast on the whole Lousy Weather Media Network.
I heard he just gives himself the old Leapin' Lanny the whole time.
Oh, yeah, Chris Clem definitely has the reach for the old Leapin' Lanny, mate.
Do you know who Chris Clem's favorite wrestler is?
Who's Chris Clem's favorite wrestler, mate?
The Undertaker. The Dead Man.
The Dead Man.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.